Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And now, it's time for Nashville's most honest game show. It's The Truth, According to Kirby.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth, maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, according to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth!
Thank you very much, David Reed. Hope you're back soon. The truth, according to Kirby, is simple. If Paul wins, Kirby cannot smoke for the remainder of our show, which is very difficult for him. He goes up to the line of death every time that he loses in this game because he can't smoke for the next 2.5 hours or so. If Paul is incorrect in his guess, he must heap 15 seconds of praise on Kirby, which is also very difficult for Paul, and he nearly dies and strokes out at doing that. Today's question and story. We go back 30 years to the late 1980s. And a more youthful Kirby Allen Kirby.
I'm taking notes already. I've written down
He found himself in hot water, and law enforcement was involved.
The heat.
Was Kirby indicted for tax fraud, investigated for a double murder, or arrested for jaywalking?
I mean, it seems so clear here. Indicted for tax fraud... I don't know. Is he working for the zone if he's been indicted for tax fraud? I guess he could be found innocent and the IRS went after him unfairly. I mean, I think anybody going after Kirby is doing so fairly. I mean, Kirby's just fair game in my eye. But tax fraud is funny because Kirby is the fraud. So it's a perfect crime for Kirby.
It may match up.
Investigated for double murder. I mean, I want that to be true so badly. God, if that would change everything. And already, I mean, my view on Kirby is so strong. But if I knew that he had been accused of double murder, or even suspected of a double murder, what's flashing in my head is the imagery from Making a Murderer on Netflix, and just a special with Kirby's black and white face and that kind of jagged...
the two-face?
Yeah, the two-face with the jagged thing down the middle. And you guys...
And we have the high school photos with him with the curly hair.
And you guys did a segment recently about what you want to see on Netflix, what you would pitch. If Kirby was, in fact, investigated for double murder, I want this whole thing reopened.
It would be a Netflix special.
Now, arrested for jaywalking is so simple here that it's got to be the right answer, but it's such a soft answer. There's no way... I mean, I could get arrested for jaywalking in that I would jaywalk... Police officer might say, hey, don't do that. And then I'd go in there, I remember my first time talking to somebody crossing a street.
How many people have you heard of getting arrested for jaywalking, though?
Well, it's not the jaywalking that you get arrested for. It's the belligerence over being told not to jaywalk. That's possible. You never comment on these, but you're trying to puff up the jaywalking.
No, I've commented on all three of them.
Chad, are you listening? Chad, are you out there? He's not texting me. He must have turned it off after I shamed him into... listening.
All right, so the three possibilities here. Was Kirby indicted for tax fraud, investigated for a double murder, arrested for jaywalking in the late 1980s? One of these is completely true.
I desperately want it to be investigated for a double murder. I don't think it's arrested for jaywalking just because it's the odd man out here. So I'm going to say that Kirby, the fraud, has been investigated decades ago and was indicted for tax fraud. Final answer, indicted for tax fraud.
Kirby, the truth, please.
Please, God, let it be double murder. I want to be wrong.
Well, in 1987, I got a knock on my door. I answered the door to a young man in a pair of jeans and a sport coat.
It's double murder!
And he held up his FBI credential and goes, are you Alan Kirby? And I said, yeah. He goes, I need to talk to you. Apparently, and this is not a joke.
Did he cuff you?
No, no, no. He goes, first, his exact words were, first, let me tell you, you're not the guy who we were looking for. If you were, I wouldn't be alone. At which point, I started paying close attention to what he was talking about. There was a person with same name, born a year earlier than I was, whose father was from lived in Chattanooga. Killed two people in Arizona, cut off their heads and their hands, but his name was Alan Kirby. He had black hair and blue eyes, and when they redid my driver's license, instead of the BL for blonde, he hit BK, and that tripped an investigation with the FBI, and they had talked to everybody where I worked, everyone in the ballpark where I coach, and everyone in our entire condominium. And he showed me a file. They had a 2-inch thick file on everything I had been doing for like 4 months.
Oh, God, that's great.
And then he goes, now, I reassure you that we'll go back and we will debrief every single person that we talked to and assure them that you were not the person they were looking for.
I'm sure they missed something.
It freaked me out. It honestly...
And your neighbors kind of knew about it at the time, too.
We had been getting odd looks. And in fact, about a month before they came and revealed themselves, my, at that time, wife comes in and goes, you know that empty apartment downstairs? And she goes, there's about a dozen men in there in suits with electronic equipment and headphones. And I'm
this
like,
is
what?
Unbelievable.
But they probably tapped his phone.
They had our phones tapped.
He's saying when he knocked on your door, as soon as he saw you, he's like, oh, that's not the guy?
No, no, no. They had already done their investigation.
They had tapped his phones and figured out he wasn't the guy.
They knew that I wasn't the person they were looking for when he came to tell me, because by federal law,
they can't tell you that they investigated.
They have to let me know that they've investigated me and let me read the file to see what they
have. Now, I want to say this.
It was bizarre.
I think that this is phenomenal because they investigate you and it's all a mistake, according to you.
Yes, it was incorrect.
And this frees you now because they think, well, this guy's not doing anything. We made a mistake. And you probably double murdered shortly after.
No.
Thinking, I can get away with this.
But seriously, that's his win.
Deuce double murder.
No.
Heads and hands all over the desert somewhere. Buried in various backyards in Ohio,
it is true.
Tennessee.
Kirby was investigated for double murder in 1987.
That is fantastic. Well, you said people were looking at you funny. I don't think anybody stopped looking at you funny since then. I look at you funny all the time. And
Paul,
to be honest, I look at that guy.
Please
could
look
totally
at him funny and heap 15 seconds of praise.
Bring it, baby.
Kirby, your golf is nowhere near as bad as I say. You had a bad day one time. I think you've got a nice rhythm and tempo to your swing. And God knows you have the equipment. You've made the investment. You like to dress up and look the part. You look kind of like a golfer. And I think golfers, it's a good look. I wish I looked like a golfer. I think to look like a golfer, you have to be occasionally, come on, where's the clock? You have to occasionally have a smooth-looking swing, and you can fake a smooth-looking swing and look like a golfer.